32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Bongusum Tembu back onto 32GI Sports Nutrition. We chatted to him in the lead up to the 2017 Comrades Marathon. He was very confident. I did see him as well ahead of the race. I put it in the press conference piece I put together. I'll put that up on a link on the website if you want to go see that as well, to hear the confidence he had in his voice ahead of the race. And thank goodness for that, because he brought it on race day. Bongusum Tembu, thanks for joining us. Your second Comrades, and you've also become the first South African since the 1970s to win both the down and the up run. You must be ecstatic.
Yeah, man, I'm very stunning. I'm happy. I'm humbled. But yeah, man, I've been waiting for this opportunity quite a long time, and I've been working hard. So I think it came at the right time. I'm very happy.
Well, Musa, every year you guys go out there, you train hard, and, you know, I mean, there's a whole group of guys who on the day can win it. But what makes the difference for you yesterday, or should I say on Sunday race day, what made the difference? What did you feel better? Did you just, you know, what is it that makes a winning Comrades the difference from maybe just getting a gold medal?
Yeah, I think the only thing is the hunger. Maybe I was hungry even more than the rest of the guys. I mean, taking nothing away from them, the guys are very tough from the beginning to the end, because that's why a little bit earlier before halfway, the pace was a little bit slow. There was a huge bunch, because you can't just let those guys go. You have to be patient. Comrades, it's a long distance. So what I did, I think another thing I did too, it's not fear to run, because at certain times these guys can run, can push the pace. It's anywhere, whether it's a hill or down. So I think that's what works for me.
Bongusum, tell me, Charles Njane, he went very early, and geez, at one stage it looked like he might cause a huge surprise, because to hold it out from that far, he did very well still to get a gold medal. But within the pack, with the elite guys, with our two defending champions from Team TomTom, we had Gift, we had David there, you had Ludwig Mamabola, you guys were a strong crop. When did you make your move, and when did you realize that maybe this is the time to break them?
Yeah, I was quite tried by all means to stay focused, because, I mean, firstly, we all know Charles Jan, how he runs. Sometimes, yeah, we start with him maybe the first 21 to 22 kilometers, then he will break away up, going up front. Then again, around 37, 45, so on, he will walk and do come back again. So, remember when I talk about Keith or David Keter, those guys are very tough. You have to respect them. So before you make a move, you must at least see their emotion whenever there's somebody taking the lead. When I saw them relaxing when Chastiane moved from us, I was just relaxing, give him a chance that whenever he hit maybe highest point, I would just chase him down to Little Poly. Then I will see how we're going to climb. Because, my training has really changed, because I know I've got the speed and I've got the power. Only thing I have to do is to be consistent on the hill and to be strong. As I'm saying, I've never been scared of running on Sunday.
Well, Musa, now tell me, it was a lot of people that just did not have a good race this year. They didn't get the times they want. It was hot, but it wasn't as hot as it probably could have been or has been in the past. How did you find it out there?
Yeah, I think we didn't expect the weather. The weather was very hot, even from the start, leaving Durban, coming up to Maritzburg. I mean, it's also, again, you record that from Durban up, coming to Maritzburg, you climb in the altitude. So, plus, if it's heat, no wind, yeah, that thing's going to be a problem. But because, as I'm saying, by the time we hit that halfway, I could see, no, we're going to run like 5:30 in between. So that's what we did. For me, luckily, my most training was around 9:30, 2:30. So luckily, that's where I was training. The weather was okay, was hot. Only the last 3 weeks, that's where we had the snow. But my training by that time was already finished.
Bongusu, would you give that advice to novice runners? I know I've done it in the past, and if you're going to a race like that, especially these guys at the opposite end of the spectrum to you, they're going to be out there for 11, for 12 hours. They need to be training in the heat as preparation, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. There is a way. That's why there's a word called training. Training just to make your body to get use of what condition you're going to be. I mean, even those guys who have been on the road from the early morning until late, that means they have to try by a certain time to be on the road during the day, just those couple of hours, and so that by the time of comrade, they will be know those conditions. The same as we do, because we know by half past 9 to 11 o'clock, that's where the comrade is hot. So even the weather plus, that's going to be a problem. So you have to train in those conditions.
So how did you sort of handle your hydration and keep cool in the closing stages of that race when you were really getting tired and it was getting hot even for you guys in the front?
Yeah, man, I was really under pressure because, you know, coming to Maritzburg, I think everyone knows Bongusu as I'm mostly in Maritzburg. So it was not easy. So I had to stay focused, stay calm, not told myself that I'm going to win. I'm winning now as I'm taking the lead. But that's what I did. I was quite heavy. Just enjoy that pain. Just enjoy that moment. Listen to the crowd, although they were just shouting, win, Bongusu. But at the end of the day, it was it. And I was quite just trying by all means to relax, stay focused, do my own thing that our coach has said to me. So, and also, they played a very important role with my team, Papa Ford, and the guys who have been helping us. My sponsors, Nike and Tesu GI, all those guys, they really helped me. Because without them, I'm less than nothing. Even those guys who are waking up in the early mornings come to the road and they're helping us. So I'd like to even to thank them because it's not easy to wake up a man to his family around about 2:30 to come and support you without getting anything. So it's also dedicated to them that they not come to wake up for nothing. I think they are very, very proud of me also.
Well, Musa, I mean, it's a lot of dedication to go to and win a comrades, and you can't do it every year. And yes, there's a bit of a financial benefit to it, but you guys do rely heavily on your supporters, on your sponsors. I mean, you're not the biggest team out there. You don't have the budgets of the likes of Nedbank and KPMG. So for Arthur Ford and your camp, I mean, this is special.
This is very, very special, you know, and this company is from KZN. We are from KZN. It's not a big company like Nedbank or Max. But, I mean, they try by all means to helping us. And I don't know how to thank them because without them, I'm less than nothing. I mean, these guys, they've been with me since day one. Because, you know, and we like in our sport so that maybe one day there will be competition in between the team. But other than that, I mean, I think, as I'm saying, also them, they are very proud and they've seen that they invested in the guy that is very focused with the whole of group. I mean, the guys that I'm training with them, my coach, my manager, and yeah, I mean, it's quite amazing. We still don't believe that we really make it. We're just watching and again and again and again.
Yeah, I can only imagine that feeling, and you've now had it twice, which is so incredible. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you as well. You went to 100K World Champs last year. You were a very strong South African team. You were phenomenal in finishing second place. Do you think that experience was something also that helped you at Comrades this year?
100%, because you remember that even before we went to Spain, I went up to Dalstrom. There I was with Gift and David, and also sometimes Ludwig used to call me, and also Rufus. So we used to chat all together, and John was there. So going up to Spain, that really gave me a lot of experience also, and come back with a full of confidence, starting my training for comrades. It was good. It was quite amazing. After that, I didn't do much long run because I finished 100 kilometers. I only had to do tempo runs and speed.
Lastly, we've got a lady who does the transcriptions for our podcast, Anushka, and I got a message from her after the race. She was like, Bongusu won, and she was so excited. She doesn't know you. She's edited your podcast, and that's what I love about comrades. You just, you know, you get a whole country getting behind you. That race day vibe is incredible. Already in the last 24 hours since you won it, what's the reaction been from people around you?
Yours is huge, my friend, I must say. I mean, my phone is ringing left, right. Even now, there's a call entering in messages, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm everywhere. So it's quite amazing. And I'm very, very happy. And I think that the whole South African, whole KwaZulu-Natal, my home state, I mean, they are very happy. They are very proud of me.
Bongusa, the likes of yourself, David, Gift, you guys are such ambassadors, not only for the race, not only for ultra-distance running, but for this entire country. I just want to congratulate you again. I'm so happy for you, and I look forward to the next challenge, to seeing you back on that starting line next year. You might not win it, but I know you're going to give it everything. Thank you so much. Yes. Enjoy the sort of applause and the adulations that you're going to get, because you do deserve it.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks. 32 GI.
Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.